Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago's curfew rules are still a matter of political debate in the city. With us is downtown Alderman Brian Hopkins. He represents a diverse ward, including Streeterville, the Gold Coast, to Old Town and Lincoln Park. And Alderman, I know you were at State and Randolph Wednesday night, about 10 o'clock when we had another one of those so-called teen takeovers. Can you update us on the arrests and what the police are saying about that? Because they weren't talking about it right away. What do we know now about all that?
Well, in this case, the arrests are less important than the curfew apprehensions. There were 8 arrests made in total, 7 of them generally in the area of State and Randolph. One was made for a more serious matter, attacking a police officer, and that occurred in Pioneer Plaza near the Wrigley Building. But there were 24 curfew apprehensions, and those apprehensions started immediately after 10 p.m. when they were allowed to enforce curfew, and the order went out. We are now enforcing curfew, and all the patrol officers on the scene were told at that point to move into the crowd and begin making those curfew apprehensions, and it had an immediate impact on the event. It basically ended the teen trend at that point. So as you mentioned in the lead-in to this, that the debate is ongoing about curfew. I think the debate should be over. There is no more debate. It works. It's highly effective. It's the best tool that the police have when these teen trends start to gather momentum and get out of control. They're very difficult to put a stop to, and curfew enforcement is the one thing that has been proven time and time again that it actually works.
Right now, the city curfew is at 10 o'clock, is that right?
Yes, we can use it at 10 o'clock. We can't use it at 9 o'clock. We can't use it at 8 o'clock. And that makes absolutely no sense, especially since most of these teen trends really start to get going around 7 to 8. That's the time when they typically start to gather, and then by 9 o'clock, they're, you know, they're in full chaos mode. So, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to enforce them earlier is to prevent these kinds of things from happening once the teens start to gather. And that's what we need to do. You know, the last one that involved a fatal shooting back in December, a young 14-year-old named Amari Floyd was killed in one of these teen trends because one of the fights got out of control, and that's when the guns come out of the backpacks. So, you know, when the tempers start to get, you know, really inflamed as the evening wears on, that's when the risk of gun violence is really escalated. Mm-hmm. You know, as you mentioned, I was out there in this one, and it was a tense situation. I mean, we didn't have any gun violence. There was no shots fired incident. But the tension and the possibility that there would be gunfire was omnipresent. You know, it was always there. And I consider it at least half luck more than anything else that, you know, that didn't happen because there were a lot of fights. This was a violent teen trend featuring a lot of fights. There were some injuries, you know, due to the fights, because the fights can be particularly vicious too. If you go to the ground in one of these fights, you are going to be kicked in the head, kicked in the ribs repeatedly. So they're not, you know, they're not mere teen hijinks. These are mm-hmm. dangerous, violent events, and the possibility of gunfire is always there in the background. As I said, we're just fortunate that it didn't happen in this most recent one, but it may in the next one, and then, you know, we'll start the finger pointing all over again rather than supporting this very effective solution that the superintendent himself says he wants.
To your point, Alderman, about being able to put a curfew earlier as events warrant. Wednesday night, the takeover started earlier outside the Wrigley Building, and then it moved across the river into the Loop. So if you could have had the curfew go into effect a couple hours earlier, it could have stopped right there.
Yeah, arguably it stopped even prior to that event. There was a teen trend gathering at 55th Street in Hyde Park near Promontory Point. And we have some indication that a large number of those teens after that event dispersed, got on the red line and came downtown. At one point, we had over 300. It was probably closer to 400 teens, running on the streets of the Loop right after they left the Pioneer Court area. So we had an indication that this was going to happen. We usually do. We monitor social media, too. And, to your point, the more we can prepare, the more likely we will be when they get here, they won't be able to take over the streets. And again, we're an open society. We have to say, we welcome everyone. The teenagers can come downtown, too. What they can't do is come downtown and cause a riot. Those are two entirely different things. And when we see these trends advertised on social media, they use inflammatory language. They talk about what their intention is. Their intention is to, not go shopping or see a Broadway show. Their intention is to take over the streets and cause this kind of mayhem.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Based on court rulings against the social media companies this week, I would say you have a better chance of creating penalties for social media companies operating platforms where posts advertising these meetups go viral, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think we do. Social media companies have, more lawyers than anyone I've ever seen. they've got a lot of money, too, so they can pay lawyers to fight back. And I think what our strategy is evolving to not necessarily fight the social media companies in court, which could drag on for years, but to get them to agree with us. They don't like teen trends any more than we do, right? So rather than fight over, a tool we can use to remove these teen trend ads from social media channels, we're trying to get them to come to the table with their own ideas and voluntarily help us solve this problem. And we're making good progress there. And the PR hit that they just took in court, I think, actually helps them. They need a win. They need to show the public, we're really on your side, So we're basically handing them that opportunity on a silver platter, and we hope they take it.
The mayor in the past has said current laws are sufficient, and what you were proposing was lazy governance, unnecessary. I would think he'd be changing his mind. Any hope that he will?
Well, the mayor also says sending criminals to jail causes crime. So the mayor says a lot of things that I don't agree with that make no sense. He has an entirely different philosophy when it comes to law enforcement and social justice. But having said that, I have the votes, to pass this ordinance tomorrow. Once again, I don't have the votes to overcome a mayoral veto. So I'm still working with him. I'm trying to find some common ground. And I got a call from his office yesterday, by the way, that they have another idea that they'd like to discuss about some changes we could possibly make to make the ordinance more acceptable to the mayor. So the challenge for me is to get to the point where I've got something the mayor will not veto that still has enough teeth that it's worth pursuing and that the superintendent thinks is useful and that my coalition of aldermen that have supported me through this all along will stay on board, rather than change their vote in frustration, because if you water it down too much, then, it feels like we're just all wasting our time here. So it's a very small target that we're aiming for. When you have such a, dispersion of opinion here between the two different sides. But that characterizes much of what we're doing in the city council right now. We're very divided city council on an ideological as well as a political basis.
Well, I'm with you on the curfew. Wednesday night you had spring break and warm weather, and you're going to have summer vacation and warm weather pretty soon. And just like a Tribune editorial said this morning, downtown Chicago isn't just another neighborhood. It's our front door. It's where our economy thrives. Visitors get their first impression. Small businesses either survive or close down when when downtown feels unsafe, the damage doesn't stay there. It spreads across the entire city. So we wish you good luck, Alderman. Let me know how we can help here with this 50,000-watt speaker, because our city needs to be safe. That is job one, I think, right now, and a lot of your constituents and people across the city would agree.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. You're right. The warm weather's here. We should be talking about sunshine, beaches, and baseball,
yep.
Not teen trends. It was good to see you at the Toast to Harry, by the way. That was an enjoyable event in the 28th consecutive year. So it's always a fun and exciting thing to do to salute the opening day and baseball returning to Chicago.
Uh-huh. And wait till next year, by the way. It'll be fine. Teams will be winning. It was great to see you, and let's hope for a lot of fun gatherings this summer without trouble. I know you're working towards that. Keep it up. Thank you very much.